You mean on the party? Whoever worked for you, the colored people.
What did you call it when you were
slaughtered them, that's all I'd say, or killed them.
What did you call it when you cut them off?
Huh?
Did you call it something different when you cut them off?
We call it dressing them. Dress, kill a hog and dress it, you'd call it.
What do you call a man that's a meat counter?
Well, they call them butchers in stores.
Yeah. But not on farm.
No, you just one of your, whoever's working in your yard, when you kill a lot of hogs, you just call in the other hand, just put everybody to work.
Mm-hmm.
And they cut up the fat and boil that down in iron pots until they'd make, I don't know, like lard, we'd call it. But that would be pure hog lard. You don't see that hardly ever now. They have this white Crisco and stuff like that.
But
no, that's pure. That's something else other than what it's made out of.
Was there anything made from the meat in the head?
From what?
The meat that's found in the head of the hog?
Yeah. Make souse.
What is that?
You boil the whole hog head and then get the bones out and take the meat and grind it all up and then just like it would congeal in either a long dish or a round dish or whatever you want to, and call it souse. And we'd cut it up and put a little vinegar over it. And you'd cook the feet separate, get the hoofs off of the pig feet, and you'd cook those separate and then drop them in vinegar and call it pickled hog feet. You see those in stores now.
Did you make anything out of the hog liver?
Just cooked it. People could make something out of liver, but we never did anything but just cook the liver.
No. And what about
out of
the blood?
About what?
Out of the blood. Was anything out of the hog blood?
Out of the hog what?
Blood.
Oh, no.
No. What did you call it when the meat had gone bad, that it had been kept out too long?
We just say it was spoiled.
And what about when butter goes bad?
When butter spoils.
What's that called?
When you make butter.
No, when the butter was spoiled.
I never did have any butter to spoil. Well, I didn't even get it right, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Just never did have any to spoil.
What about when milk was sour?
Make clabber.
Uh-huh.
And then people would make curd and cottage cheese and all that kind of stuff now. I never did make any, except we let it clabber sometime, because it'd have to clabber before you could churn it to get your butter. And the cream was the butter, and then you'd have to churn it.
But you never made cottage cheese?
No, I never did, but I had.
Well, do you know anything about how that was made?
I don't know how you made it out of milk, but I don't know how. And you'd make curd.
Well, isn't that the same thing as cottage cheese, the curd?
Not exactly, I don't think. I don't know what to do but cook curd with. Used to put the clabber and drip the water out of it. But I don't know exactly how you make cottage cheese.
Mm-hmm.
We keep it kneaded all the time.
After milking a cow, what did they do to the milk?
Well, they milked it in a bucket and brought it in the house, and it was strained to get the dust and the grit and things out. And then you put it in vessels and a churn or pans or things, and we always had.
Where do they keep the milk?
Well,
to keep it fresh.
Different people had different little. We had, where I lived first, was just a little room off the end of the porch.